I share with you the Dvar Torah this morning that I think is so appropriate, but I also think that the person that the Dvar Torah is from is actually an indication of where it's coming from. It's a person who was the Rav of a dying community and stayed until the very, very end when there was practically no minyan left. I think because the Dvar Torah is at the core, his very essence. I want to share with you a beautiful Dvar Torah this morning by Rav Zvulun Charlap, the former dean of YU, Smicha program, in addition to the Rav of the Young Israel of Mashalu Parkway in the Bronx. Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. We're told that with this, Aaron is going to come into the Kodesh. So, of course, we know what's he going in with. He's going in with all the necessary steps and all the necessary ingredients to go before God on Yom Kippur. But why do we use the word Bezos? So the gematria of Zos is 408. We're told Bezos, with this 408, that's how you go into the Kodesh. That's how you approach God on Yom Kippur. Zos, 408. What's significant about 408? So if you look in the Master, you're going to find that when we talk about certain things, we're told there's certain small words that are put on top. We have the word tzom, kol, and mamon. Fasting, davening, and money, namely tzedakah, the gematria of that is also 408. That makes it into the Machzor in a small place. And additionally, we find those three words printed in Unisana Tokef. When we're talking about the ultimate form of tshuva, we're told, what do you need? Tzom, kol, mamon, 408. And beyond that, the story of the 10 martyrs, Eile Eskera, on Yom Kippur, we're told, Bezos, atem nil kadim. Because of Zos, with this, you're condemned. What in the world is this talking about? What is this word Zos? So to understand that, we need to take a look at one more source. When the brothers go down to Yosef, and they're having a whole fight with him, the brothers say, Bezos tibachenu. With this, you'll be tested. With this, right? We're told that's Bezos Eda ki kenim atem. With this, I'll know that you're upright. Bezos, Bezos, Bezos. Why does it keep telling us Bezos? I think that the source of it is Yosef and his brothers. How did everything break down? There was a lack of Zos. Zos, that notion that we all can get along, the notion that we could be friends, it all gets messed up and gets so murky in the heart and the waters of Bezos. Sinas Chinam, when it perpetrates the heart of the Jewish people, penetrates the hearts of the Jewish people, what ends up happening is it destroys the very essence and the core of what the Jewish people are. Bezos, Bezos, Bezos. Over and over again. Aaron is told, you want to be successful in Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol wants to be successful in Yom Kippur, Bezos. He needs to remember the notion of Bezos that we can all get along. And if he does that, if he takes that with him, Bezos, he's going to go. Bezos Yavar and HaKodesh. He's going to come into the Kodesh and he's going to be flying. The Jewish people will be successful and everything will be wonderful. The question is, can we get to that point of Bezos? That's our challenge. Our challenge goes all the way back to Yosef. And it goes through the 10 martyrs. And the Medrash talks about how the 10 martyrs were in place of the brothers and what they did to Yosef. Can we get past that? Who's the person that has to go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur? The first one is Aaron. And every subsequent Kohen is supposed to be a prototype. Why? Because Aaron's a Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. Listen to what the Mishnah Avo says. That you have to be Mitalmidav Shal Aaron. Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Karvon HaTorah. You have to be Oyev Shalom. You have to love peace. You have to chase peace. And you should try to bring them closer to the Torah. It's not that you need to do them in order to bring him closer to Torah, but those are three prerequisites of what a person has to be if he wants to be like Aaron. It's unconditional love. Zos. That's what broke down the Jewish people, the lack of unconditional love. Aaron comes in with that 408. Tzom kol mamon. If you do all those things, you do it unified and uniform together as one, sky's the limit. And you'll be able to go el HaKodesh, to God in the holiest and most powerful of places. But if not, Bezos atem nil kadim. It's the words of Eila Ezkara. For this, for the lack of Zos, for the lack of unity, you will be captured. God willing, we should use this opportunity to reflect and wonder how we can be closer to our fellow man, Bezos.